Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt? National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
It is that time of the year again, but baseball's universal opening day sort of coincides with the start of the Sweet 16 in college hoops. So your brackets are on display. Maybe you've turned it into a dartboard of some sort. Maybe it's already a coaster on your desk. Either way, the Sweet 16 is just about to tip off. And it's the same as baseball's chosen opening day, though we already have two games postponed because of weather. And we know that the Dodgers and Padres opened last week in Korea. But stateside, this is supposed to be the day. Pomp and circumstance and fans flocking to the stadiums and the national anthems and the live introductions and the familiar of being back in your happy place with your snacks, hopefully not your winter coats and your hats and your gloves, but your snacks, your dogs, your beer, whatever it is. I prefer the ice cream in the little helmet upside down. It's supposed to be about the hope for your team because it's opening day. The Sweet 16 is about to grab some of that spotlight. So which is it? What makes it a happier Almost Friday for you? It's what we call Thursdays, Almost Friday around here. Is it baseball opening day or is it the Sweet 16? You can find that poll on Twitter, A-Law Radio, or you can also find it on our show Twitter. It's on our Facebook page as well. We've got the link. I finally posted it! The link to our latest YouTube video because you all are curious. Some of you downright nosy. But you know what? I ask questions for a living, so you are my people. So check out our brand new YouTube video. And of course, all of our guests and our segments here on the show are podcasted and available for you every weekday morning. Those links are out there on our social media, or you can just Google it, After Hours Amy Lawrence Podcast. I do it every single afternoon. That's how I find our podcast. So it's available however you need it to be. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Coming up, we will do a preview of the Sweet 16 games on Thursday. Also, did you see the Kyle Shanahan interview with Steve Wyche? Really interesting stuff. Mike McCarthy talks about this upcoming season and being in the final year of his contract. So there's a bunch of football left over from the league meetings. A little more explanation about why the change to the new kickoff formations. Whew, we got a lot to do. But because it is baseball opening day on Thursday for the majority of both the American League and the National League, we're excited to talk about it with our friend Scott Miller, who is a contributor to the New York Times, but is a longtime baseball insider and analyst. And of course, the top story right now is still Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers, and as much as they would like to move forward, the questions will persist for Dave Roberts and for Dodgers teammates, especially right after Ohtani issues this statement in which he denies any knowledge of the money going to a bookie and says that he was the victim of theft and betrayal and deception.
Shohei was very honest in his take of kind of what happened. And so I know that for me, the organization, we support him. And I hope that, you know, I got a lot of questions answered as far as, you know, what he knew, what he didn't know. And I'm looking forward to kind of just moving forward and obviously, you know, letting the authorities take care of it and just, you know, focus on baseball. But, yeah, I was proud of him to, you know, sit up here and kind of give his take on things.
Dave Roberts, manager of the Dodgers, pretty much spells it out exactly what the team and the organization want to do. They want to ignore. They want to move forward as though nothing is swirling around their world-class global superstar. All right, so as they get back to baseball, certainly the rest of the fans and the other teams out there are waiting with bated breath. So we bring in Scott now from San Diego. And Scott, what does baseball, as in MLB officials, need to do now moving forward with Ohtani?
You know, they're investigating, Amy, and the IRS is investigating, and nobody knows quite where it's all going to lead. Ohtani says he has not done any betting. It was all his interpreter that the Dodgers fired. Ohtani has been a private person, and there's never been any hint of scandal at all near him. So what baseball has to do is hope that holds true and that the investigation doesn't lead to any big, you know, secret betting life he's got. I mean, there's all kinds of questions, of course. And you know, starting with his interpreter, it's all weird. And there's a lot of investigation to be had. Starting with, how does an interpreter, who granted was kind of like Ohtani's body man, they were inseparable, but how does he have access to bank accounts of Ohtani's to get that kind of money? It's just staggering. But then beyond that, it always goes back to the old Watergate scandal. Follow the money. Where does the money lead? And now we're back to baseball's investigation and the IRS's investigation. I think for everybody concerned, you know, for baseball, for baseball fans, and especially for the entire country of Japan, everybody's hoping Ohtani's clean and it is the interpreter that somehow swindled him and we all move on, because I cannot imagine if there's any kind of betting, you know, not even just baseball, but if there's any kind of illegal betting or whatever, you know, if Ohtani, if any of this scandal sticks to him, the whole country of Japan might come down, as popular as he is. I mean, they live and breathe with Ohtani, and you know, they have great pride in him and in their culture. And it's just, you know, we don't know where it's going to go, but hopefully whatever happens, you know, Ohtani kind of separates from it. And he's the guy that everybody thought he was. And he plays baseball and entertains the world, because he's baseball's, like you said, he's the biggest star in the game. He's an international superstar. Baseball doesn't have too many of those.
Scott, if nothing else comes out, there's no smoking gun, there's nothing but speculation that would tie Ohtani to gambling, what action can MLB take, if at all?
If nothing else comes out, if they don't find him guilty of anything, I don't see any action taken against him or anything. I think the biggest thing that may come out of it is, you know, maybe, you know, baseball makes sure the guardrails it has in place, again, for players and staff not to bet, remain in place and maybe even get stronger if need be. I think it'd be more that than, you know, any action against Ohtani, because, you know, if it shows that, you know, he didn't do anything illegal or unethical, then I think everybody moves on. But it gets a little tricky, too, with the IRS investigating, because you know, there might be some cynicism among sports fans saying, well, of course baseball is not going to find anything with Ohtani. You know, there'd be a disaster, and they don't want to find anything with Ohtani. And they'll do a cursory investigation and then say, okay, that's it. But if there's a parallel IRS investigation, that gets a little more dicey, or not. I mean, if Ohtani's completely without blame and an innocent victim in this, the IRS finds that, I think you know, anybody cynical about what I just said about baseball's investigation, maybe it's a good thing. You know, baseball did its job and there's nothing to find.
Scott Miller is with us for the first time this 2024 season, a longtime baseball insider and contributor to the New York Times. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Ohtani is still a huge draw, and the Dodgers paid him. They paid Yamamoto. Now they're paying Will Smith over 10 years. Heavens, this is a lot of money that's been committed to a handful of players.
Yeah, and you've got Teoscar Hernandez, the outfielder that was with Seattle last year, traded for Tyler Glasnow. It's gobble money. They spent over $1 billion this year. And, you know, probably to me the biggest story of the 2024 season is the Dodgers clearly swinging for the fences and being tired of winning the National League West, which they've done 10 of 11 years, and then going to the playoffs and then getting bounced in the first round. I mean, they still just won the one World Series since 1988. It was in 2020. It was the COVID-shortened season of 60 games, and it was quite an accomplishment. Everybody was playing under the exact same rules. Dodgers win the World Series fair and square, but with the talent they've had, number one, they should win multiple World Series, which they haven't yet. Number two, I don't want to say that comes with an asterisk, but yeah, the Dodgers won, but it was only a 60-game season. You know, there's a lot. It was in a year where it was kind of crazy, and people maybe don't take that as seriously as if you win a World Series after a 162-game season, and they're spending the money to do it this year, and no doubt. I mean, they already talked about, like, with Ohtani, when they go on the road, it's like, you know, traveling with a rock and roll band, like going back to the Beatles or something, and all that attention is going to bring a lot of pressure, and there's an incredible expectations with the Dodgers.
Scott, we know the Texas Rangers and their fan base are still exulting in their first ever World Series title. Bruce Bochy has solidified his status as one of the best managers that we've ever had in the game. What do the Rangers do for an encore in 24?
They'll attempt to become the first team since the 99-2000 Yankees to win a back-to-back World Series. It's amazing in baseball that that hasn't happened, by the way. You got to go back to those Yankees of 99 and 2000 to find a back-to-back winner. But the talent's here. I mean, you know, there's some injuries with the team. Max Scherzer, of course, and Jacob deGrom won't open the season team. And Corey Seager has an injury. But this talent up and down this lineup and you know, there's no doubt with Bochy pulling the strings, they've got every chance to win. The other interesting thing with the Rangers is this young outfielder, Wyatt Langford, is going to open the season. Looks like in the starting outfield. You know, he's an absolute Rookie of the Year candidate. People raved about him all spring. He's just 22 years old. First-round pick, fourth overall in last year's draft, and yet here he comes to start for the World Series champion Texas Rangers, Wyatt Langford. So keep an eye on him, and he's going to add some excitement to that Rangers team as they kind of try to not only repeat, but especially early in the year, get off a good start while they've got some injuries.
Scott Miller is with us here to preview the 2024 baseball season, which begins with its stateside universal opening day on Thursday. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. All right, for fun, who has the best starting rotation in the game right now, Scott?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I mean, you'd be tempted to go Dodgers, adding Tyler Glasnow. Yamamoto is interesting. But he had trouble command issues in Korea last week in the opener. He pitched, well, the second game of the season. But, yeah, he got lit up by the Padres. And he had some control issues in spring training. And, you know, there's always going to be that when Japanese pitchers come over. The Japanese baseball is a little bit smaller than the American ball. So, you know, Yamamoto's a small-frame guy and has small hands. So the question, until he proves otherwise, is going to be, is the control issues, is it that he's having trouble gripping and handling the American baseball that's a little bit bigger? And in Japan, the baseball is tackier. It's got a little more stickiness to it, where it grip to it, whereas in America, the ball is more slippery. So it's a little bigger, a little slipperier. And, you know, you wonder if that's the control issues. But he's had great, great success in Japan. So if he's what the Dodgers hope he is, you know, with Glass now and him, and as Walker Buehler comes back later in the year, you know, that could be pretty good. But I mentioned Atlanta a minute ago. You got, you know, Max Fried. You've got Spencer Strider. You've got Charlie Morton, Chris Sale, if he's healthy. You know, right there is where I'd go to start.
Any in the American League that jumps out?
Houston always pitches. The glitter names, we just talked about Texas, and you know, throw out Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom and guys like that. But, you know, but those two are hurt. Houston, Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, eventually he's got some injury issues. Jose Urquidy. Astros are always pretty good. Lance McCullers Jr., but he gets hurt a lot as well. You know, the Orioles came on. The great trade, you know, acquiring a Cy Young winner or a former Cy Young winner, Corbin Burnes from the Milwaukee Brewers.
Mm.
That's going to set them up. You know, I mean, you have to really like Baltimore with Burnes and John Means, Kyle Bradish. Grayson Rodriguez stepped up last year. Orioles going to be really good again this year. And, you know, this is the year, I think. Last year, they were really good, but they also kind of came maybe a year early. I don't think yet people were quite expecting. People thought this year would be the Orioles' year. The fact that they did what they did last year, coming a little bit early and maturing early, and now they're a lot more seasoned coming into this year. So, you know, Orioles are going to be dangerous, and specifically the rotation question you were talking about. Those names are there, and I think the Orioles' rotation is going to be pretty good.
I know we have a lot of guys who are injured, and we've had a lot of pitcher movement, so I'm interested to see how the aces matching up will be a theme on opening day. All right, Scott, so coming up, we know that Major League Baseball, it needs to market its young stars even more. There are some incredible young talents, and they're international, and I just think baseball has to put them front and center. So we're going to go there next. Who are some young stars ready to break out that we need to look for in 2024? So hang on. Scott Miller joining us from San Diego, previewing the 2024 baseball season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the
Selling a Little or a Lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt? National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
After Hours Podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The things that producer Jay finds on the internet. That was the MLB theme for the CBS coverage going back to the early 90s. I may have watched it. I don't remember that I did. I was pretty young, but it's very elegant. It's not so peppy. It's more something you would hear from an orchestra if you went to see a symphony concert. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're spending a few more minutes with our friend Scott Miller because we are on the eve of the stateside portion of baseball opening day. And if you use the hashtag opening day on Twitter, you get a fun little bunting icon. So check it out. We're asking you, is it baseball or is it Sweet 16 that will float your boat on this Thursday of the work week? All right, Scott, we talked about pitchers and starting rotations. Baseball's got a lot of young talent, an infusion of young talent. So who are a couple of young guys who you think are poised for breakout seasons in 24?
Well, I mentioned Wyatt Langford, the outfielder. No doubt about that. He's poised for breakout. Beyond that, Evan Carter is also in Texas outfield. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention him. And Evan Carter got some action in the World Series last year. So, you know, those are two guys. Tigers already gave a monster contract to their second baseman, Colt Keith. He hadn't even played a major league game yet. They gave him a big contract, 6-year extension over the winter for millions of dollars. They're so high on him, he hadn't even played yet. You know, they were buying out his arbitration years and his free agency years. He was 22nd overall pick in last year's draft. So, you know, Colt Keith, he's right there. The guy that everybody's watching this spring in Baltimore is Matt Holliday's son, Jackson Holliday.
Right.
You know, the Orioles ended up sending him down to the minor leagues late in spring training. And, of course, they deny it's any service time manipulation. Some people swear it is, you know. But either way, I think we're going to see Jackson Holliday back for a long time. And he's a guy that could win. Those are some names in the American League. National League, we talked about Yamamoto, the Dodgers pitcher. It's interesting because the Rookie of the Year leaders, perhaps, in the National League, they're not as young as in the American League. They're guys that played professionally in Japan or Korea and came over. And, you know, because the way the Rookie of the Year rules lay out, you know, even if you played in the Japan League last year, last few years, you're still eligible for Rookie of the Year. A lot of people think it shouldn't be that way. But
right. You
got Yoshinobu Yamamoto of the Dodgers. I do think he'll get the control issues under wraps, and he'll figure it out. But, you know, he's a Rookie of the Year candidate. And then in San Francisco, we'll see him tomorrow in San Diego open. The center fielder from Korea, Young-Hoo Lee, you know, he's played a number of years in Seoul in the KBL, the Korean Baseball League. And the Giants need him, among others, to step up after firing Gabe Kapler and bringing Bob Melvin as manager. You know, a lefty pitcher for the Cubs, Shota Imanaga. And, of course, Milwaukee's got a young outfielder, Jackson Churio, people are really high on. And aside from Churio, in San Diego, Jackson Merrill is going to make his debut in center field alongside Fernando Tatis Jr. in right field. Jackson Merrill getting the nod. He's never even played the outfield before, but the Padres were thin this year in outfielders, and they moved Merrill from shortstop to outfield and to center field this spring, and he took both offensively and defensively. He had a great spring. So Rookie of the Year, it could come down to Jackson Merrill or Churio in Milwaukee. So there's a number of players. I was just to say that a kid named Mason Wynn will be the starting shortstop in St. Louis. Another guy to watch.
Mm. Scott, before I let you go, really cool to go from the youngest stars and the new guys in baseball to a man who's been around for what feels like forever, an iconic voice in Bob Uecker. And he will call the Brewers home opener. He'll be on the mic April 2nd. Don't know how many games he does after that, but any games that we get with him, they're worth listening to. So how cool is that? Bob Uecker still around doing games.
Love it. And that'll be a must listen. That alone is reason to go find Brewers games wherever you can, because Bob Uecker is, he's a national treasure. And I mean, he's beloved in the state of Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, as he should be. But, you know, this guy is so funny, so good, so pure baseball. And, you know, such a down to earth guy. I mean, you see him at the ballpark, and you know, he's approachable. He loves people, and he'll talk to you. He's funny, and you know, he's also one of those legends. You know, for many years growing up, you had guys like that were identified with teams. You know, I mean, when I was a kid in Michigan, Ernie Harwell was the voice of the Tigers on the radio for decades, and he was just a legend. He was a classic, and oh my gosh, I listened to him every night. Of course, Vin Scully and Los Angeles, and we lost these guys. You know, Ernie Harwell has passed on. Vin Scully passed away two summers ago. Oh, you had so many. You know, Bob Prince in Pittsburgh, and you know, Bob Uecker now still hanging on in Milwaukee. And you know, I don't think. You know, there's a lot of great young announcers going now across the game, so I'm not denigrating anybody's talent. But it's just a different world now. It's so fractured, and people listen to games on radio, they watch on TV. You know, people just get their scores in the internet. You don't have those one legendary announcer in a city that everybody knows anymore. You know, the young guys, even if they're very talented, they just don't draw the audience that radio broadcast once did. Bob Uecker is one of the last of the Lions from that generation. And, you know, God bless him. And, oh, my gosh, it's going to be so fun to listen to him.
Don't want to miss that. Thank goodness for SiriusXM so we can listen to all of the home broadcasts. Scott Miller is a longtime Major League Baseball insider and reporter and analyst and now contributing for the New York Times. We're always pleased to have him on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL. It is great to hear your voice again, my friend, and we look forward to a fun season ahead.
Likewise, Amy. Nice to hear you, and I'm sure we'll talk again. And best time of year, I always say, because opening day alone is like a religious holiday. I'm a big college basketball guy. After baseball, we got the NCAA tournament going, and it's spring, and opening day means you can almost reach out and touch summer. So enjoy opening day, and let's rock and roll and have a great season.
Yes, which we hope in does not include a Shohei Ohtani gambling suspension. Let's hope. That's not good for anyone, except for maybe Ipe Matsuhara, if it vindicates him of stealing $4.5 million. But I would think by going away and by retracting his story that he originally told to ESPN, that maybe he would rather just take the fall for now, knowing that they aren't going to press charges. I mean, that would be the one thing. If you're Ipe and you believe that Ohtani's camp, they're not going to press charges, then maybe you're all right with being disgraced for now. Now, according to Scott, you just heard him, he goes March Madness after baseball. That's after baseball. So which one gives you that happy almost Friday feeling? It's almost the weekend and it's Easter weekend, which means a lot of people have Good Friday off, actually. I know my husband does, though he's going to work anyway, but it's a company holiday, which I thought was interesting. We don't really take company holidays as much around here. Marco Bloody's in the studio. I actually prefer to work holidays for the most part, because then I can take those days other times. And the city, New York City, where our headquarters are located, it's so quiet on holiday mornings that the traffic is, it's just a breeze. In fact, there is no traffic. But because, so this is the different thing about being married, because now my husband is big into holidays and generally does all of them with his family. Do you know he's never missed a Mother's Day with his mom until this year? I mean, goodness. We're actually going to be in Hawaii over Mother's Day because it's our honeymoon.
Oh, nice.
But his first time ever missing a Mother's Day with his mom. Wow. Okay, he's never missed a Christmas with his mother. Now, I've never missed a Christmas with my mom either, so I'm not sure how that's going to work moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, the holidays where you have to split. I was just thinking about it, though. Yeah, I don't know if I've ever missed a Mother's Day with my mother. I don't think I have.
Wow, you are a blessed son. She is a blessed mama. You guys live close. I don't remember the last time I lived near my mom on Mother's Day. It would have to be when I was in high school.
Yeah, no. We've always been within an hour of each other.
That's whatever. Awesome.
Christmas though, that's different. Once you get between working and not working, obviously holidays, a lot of working on the holidays, and
for
then
us,
also,
yes.
You know, whether it's you split it up. In 1 year you do one side of the family, 1 year you do the other. There's a lot of, yeah, give and take. You have no choice.
The good news right now is that our moms are within 2 hours driving distance. So right after the wedding, we were at his family's Christmas. Now it was on the 22nd and 23rd, but we were there. We did the big family over that weekend. And then we went and spent it with my mom and her husband. So we got both. Mm. But my mom won't always be in Texas. They don't intend to retire there. So at some point, they aren't going to be there. Oh, I forgot this one, too. He's never missed a Thanksgiving with his mom. Ever. Like, ever. They do these big family holidays, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh. I don't remember the last time I did Thanksgiving with my mom. I was not here. It would have to be, I mean, at least 15 years ago.
Yeah, that's one. That holiday, I worked that holiday from 96 until last year.
I mostly work it.
I missed a ton. So that one, yeah. But that's awesome. I mean, if you're close enough, yeah. I mean,
except
I don't see any reason not to.
Be taking him away from that, which is a little bit different.
You're a terrible person.
Right, so we'll have to figure that part out.
Space time count?
No. So this is kind of crazy. This year, and these are holidays that I would normally work. Memorial Day weekend, mm-hmm. and that's right in the middle. I think it's end of NBA Conference Finals and Stanley Cup Conference Finals, and then on into the final, the championship rounds. One of his sons is getting married. Another one of his sons is getting married on July 4th. So those are two holidays that I would normally work, mm-hmm. but we've got weddings now instead. And third son, I don't know if this has ever happened in the history of the world. Three sons getting married within 4 months of each other. And the third one is getting married, not Labor Day weekend, but are you ready for this? First weekend of the NFL season. Stop it. Wow. Like, why do you all have to pick these incredible days where I could be working?
Wow.
So yeah, they're all getting married in Texas, right? And so the travel, I can't even travel with him on most of those days because mm-hmm. I've got to be working, especially the first Sunday of the NFL season. So to travel to Thursday night will be the kickoff. Oh, well, we have Thursday and Friday kickoff, right? There's a Thursday game and then there's Friday
that's the one in Brazil,
Brazil,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. Eagles. Week one in Brazil and then Sunday. So great.
And the wedding's on Saturday?
The wedding's on Saturday.
Yeah, you got time.
I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to. I wouldn't work Friday night anyway, but I'll have to catch up on the Brazil game after the fact, which I think that should be easy to do. NFL Network will carry it probably. But yeah, it's going to be flying on Friday, coming back on Saturday.
Well, I was going to say, even to watch the whole game, you can do it in 60 minutes.
That's true. NFL Plus.
Yeah. You can catch it in an hour.
No commercials whatsoever. So, yes, it is the year for family weddings, apparently. Hmm. And, weddings they're fun when you know lots of people. I'm basically going to know, like, four people at each of these weddings. So it's a chance for me to meet a lot of other people.
Yeah, I haven't done a lot of weddings recently. You had that span, whatever it is, from 25 to, like, 32-ish.
Right.
And it feels like you're at a wedding every other week.
Right.
That's one good thing. I haven't had to do a lot of those recently.
Mm.
They're nice. They're fun. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I mean, whether you got to go a long way, they're expensive as hell.
Oh, that's what we're finding out. No, we have to travel for all three of them. Yeah. We're finding that out.
Yeah.
And there's other expenses involved as well, obviously.
Yeah.
But yes,
they add up when they're like one weekend after another, after another, after another. And
than my own wedding, I had not gone to one in at least 15 years. At least 15 years. I mean, I've been invited to a few, but they were destination ones and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, no, those are hard.
Yeah, so this is these will be three. Bang, 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 all right in a row.
Yeah, they're tough when they're on top of each other like that, and especially if they're not close.
Do you think anybody will notice if I wear, I can't wear the same dress because I'll likely be in pictures. Okay, yes, you're right. It's going to be a lot. But it's not me. They came, in fact, they were all in our wedding, so.
Yeah, no, those you have to go to.
Yes, I do. I would never not go. I want to. I love his family, and I'm really excited. It's just, these are holidays I would normally be working, but not in 2024. It's the compromise of being married.
There's a lot of them.
Boy, am I learning.
There's a lot of them.
Crash course, baby. There's 3 months, crash course.
You're getting like a nice wedding rhythm, though.
yes, you're right. That's true. Maybe I'll get to eat the food at these weddings because I did not get to eat the food at my own wedding.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I still get told that, the food was really good. I believe you.
That's right. See, that's the fun thing is that everyone at our wedding, and there were only, I mean, there weren't even 60 people, but everyone at our wedding loved the food, which is good because we did splurge on a caterer. My mom helped us pay for it. We got a great meal. Now, we taste tested it and picked it out, but we did not get to eat at the actual wedding because of, you remember the drama, the fiasco yes. with the name cards.
Yes.
So that was one thing. But also, by the time we got it, it was cold, and we really just had a couple nibbles.
Again, it's just, it's not, that's not the day. As much as it's for you, it's not for you.
But
you don't have a chance to do anything.
Such a good meal.
Like I said, I was told numerous times, I believe all you. I have no idea.
So glad you liked it.
You know, a couple of bites here or there. I barely touched anything. And that was from the... They brought us some food where it was like we went into this little room for whatever, like 20 minutes before we had to go in after the pictures. And they were like, just, I think it was more to fix her dress than it was anything else. And it was like, sit down for, you got a few minutes before we have to go in the other, whatever, right. ball, whatever the hell it's called, the ballroom. And they're like, here's a little bit of food. I'm like, yes. A little bit of food. And then that was it. I didn't really touch any food the rest of the night.
We were taking pictures in the chapel where we got married. And all of a sudden we see people walking around with trays of hors d'oeuvres. And they're passing them around, out to all the, like the family members and people who are waiting to get pictures. And of course, I can't eat any because I still am getting pictures done and I don't want to have food on my face. So yeah, we watched people eat hors d'oeuvres, the bacon wrapped scallops, never even got a bacon wrapped scallop. And
it's messed up. It's your day. It's like bleep crap.
Yeah. Exactly. However, I am really happy that everyone else said the food was delicious. So that's what I'll be doing. You want my focus? I'll be taking photos and eating food at these weddings.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. That's the cool part when you're not actually involved in the wedding.
Yes.
Where's cocktail hour? Yes. I'm going to hit that.
All right. So which is it for your happy almost Friday? Baseball opening day or the Sweet 16 tipping off in the men's tournament? And we know now the record viewership numbers for this year's NCAA tournament. It's pretty incredible. So that poll is on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Got to work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy.
Hey, Mikey, if you're going to puke, find the popcorn bowl.
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do is answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh. I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Warriors, come out to play. Warriors, come out to play.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I will readily admit I had no idea that there was a movie called The Warrior from 1979. Warriors from 1979. So I had to Google it after Jay told me about this imitation being the sincerest form of flattery, you know, imitation from the Houston Rockets locker room to the Golden State locker room. So here's what this 79 movie, The Warriors, was all about. It was a turf battle between a couple of New York City street gangs. All right. The Warriors are mistakenly accused of killing a gang leader. Soon they have every gang in the city out to get revenge. They must make their way across the city to their own turf. So I suppose that explains why you have this creepy voice, another gang member inviting the Warriors, again, creepily inviting the Warriors out to play.
Warriors, come out to play.
All right, this does not make me want to see the movie from 1979. Well, apparently Tari Eason has seen the movie, or he just knows that clip, because Tari Eason of the Houston Rockets, who've won 10 straight games and are now one measly game out of that final playoff spot in the West, well, Tari has a message for the Golden State Warriors from his Insta.
Warriors, come out to play!
Oh.
Warriors, come out to play! Yeah, it's like that.
Well, who did it better? Well, let's hear the two side by side, Jay. It's like that game that you play if you're a fan of People magazine or whatever. Who wore it better? So who issued the challenge better?
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play!
Warriors, come out to play! Warriors, come out to play! Yeah, it's like that!
That is fantastic. Just the kind of fun that we need to immortalize in the After Hours Hall of Flame. Jay, that instantly goes into the Hall of Flame. So who wore it better? Tari Eason or the original? I have no idea who screamed that in the movie.
I got to go with Tari on that one. That was an amazing rendition.
It was better. It was. All right. So if you've seen the movie and you have any idea who issued that challenge to
Warriors,
and it wasn't Tari Eason because he wasn't alive then, I'm presuming. I like that they've got some kind of a weapon too in the background.
So Marco is giving me the lowdown about that scene. Apparently those are three beer bottles in between fingers clanking them, kind of.
Now that makes sense. All right, so if you've seen the Warriors, I have no idea if it was a hit or if it was a flop. It certainly has produced a cult memory, though. Warriors!
Jay, Warriors!
I want to do it like Tari Eason. He just freaking belts it out. Warriors!
Come out to play!
That was pretty good.
Can you do it?
Oh gosh. Warriors!
No. It's got to be a little higher pitched. Warriors!
I can't go that high. Warriors! That's going to hurt myself.
All right, Jesse in Wisconsin, we won't ask you to do that. Welcome to After Hours. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. You've got about 2 minutes. Clock is ticking.
All right, so how's Duke going to turn out this weekend?
Well, I don't know, but I think that it's... I don't have a crystal ball. How do you think Duke's going to turn out this weekend? I think they're playing really well, though. I mean, if they can continue to shoot the three the way that they have, not necessarily a record from Jared McClain, but if they can, that's a huge deal because it opens up the floor for guys like Kyle Filipowski and opens up the lane a little more, too. So they look a lot better than they did to end the season, I'll say that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure hoping they win.
Cool.
So, off topic, but Caitlin Clark, man, she is something else.
She is. And even when she doesn't play or shoot well, I should say, she finds other ways to impact the game. She's so active, obviously gets a lot of defensive attention and pressure when she's handling the ball. But her passing skills are incredible. And, yeah, they ran into a buzzsaw physical defense against West Virginia, but I saw them grind it out. It was a different style. They generally scored 90-plus points, highest scoring team in the country, but found a way to win ugly.
Yeah, I can't say I watch a whole lot of women's basketball, but she definitely makes me tune in.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. My mom, too.
I'm not accustomed to it, but it's definitely a sight to see.
It is. It's a lot of fun. She's great. And I really do hope that she brings people with her to the WNBA because of her star power. And she's already making millions, so it's pretty neat that she's turned this skill of hers, these dreams of hers, into megawatt star power. So I appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks so much. Enjoy your games this weekend. Sorry I have to let you go because the music is starting now. Warriors!
Warriors!
He just freaking belts it. Warriors! Oh my gosh, my throat.
Come out to play!
All right, Tari. I wonder if we could get him on the show and have him repeat that louder so that the Warriors can hear him. It's headed to the locker room. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
If I would have kept making only the minimum payments on my credit cards, my debt would have taken me 47 years to pay off.
These are real National Debt Relief customers.
I knew I wasn't going to be able to get out of debt by myself.
Credit card, medical, or personal loan debt? National Debt Relief negotiates with your creditors to reduce what you owe.
National Debt Relief got me out of debt.
You could be debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months. Visit NationalDebtRelief.com to learn more and get started. NationalDebtRelief.com.
Achoo. Bless you. Hey, have you tried Instacart for spring allergy relief? You can order decongestants, antihistamines, and more through Instacart from stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Costco, delivered in as fast as 1 hour. Because those red, watery eyes need relief now. And that sneeze means you do not want to venture out into all that pollen. And that's your cue to download the Instacart app and get free delivery on your first 3 orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.